And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Talk about overlooking the obvious. The story goes that Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson were on a camping trip, and they pitched their tent under the stars and went to sleep. In the middle of the night, Holmes awakened and said, "Watson, look up and tell me what you deduce." Opening his eyes, Watson said, "I see billions of stars. It's likely that some of these stars have planetary systems, and furthermore, I deduce there's probably oxygen on some of those planets, and it's possible that life has developed on a few of them. Is that what you see?" Holmes replied, "No, you idiot. Somebody stole our tent." Now, about that new traffic light on Estes Drive near the newly remodeled library. This is not to suggest that those who plan traffic improvements in Chapel Hill are idiots. Of course they aren't. They do some very nice things. That new traffic light does help the folks coming from the library, after all. But you do have to wonder if those planners actually drive in this town. The other day, I saw several drivers trying to take advantage of that new traffic light and enter Estes Drive. I say trying to because, of course, that left turn lane at Estes Drive and East Franklin Street, the one that lets eastbound traffic turn north onto Franklin, was back far up the hill, as usual, making it difficult for library patrons to shoehorn their way onto Estes Drive. Have you noticed? It seems that that turn lane usually is backed way up, several cars deep, and drivers who want to turn left have to squeeze over into the straight-ahead lane and cheat over the center line. Unsafe and illegal. It's been that way for years. Do you think we might have fixed that problem first before we put in that traffic light? This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.